Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good Monday morning. Man, it is an awesome morning out there today. And if you haven't heard, we broke some records yesterday. I mean, it was beautiful. It was 70-some-odd degrees yesterday. So beautiful, beautiful weather. I saw folks out bike riding and rollerblading and walking with their kids. And I mean, it was a phenomenal day yesterday. Today it's a little cooler. It's 47 degrees, but I'll take that. It's March, you know. 47 degrees, north wind, 9 miles an hour. That's here in the Fargo-Moorhead area. We're looking for a high of only 45 today. There's a 40% chance of rain, but, you know, I'm not going to let that get me down. Tioga, Ray, Stanley area. Your current temperatures are 37 degrees this morning. Overcast, a little breezy. You got the wind out of the northeast, 22 miles an hour, gusting up to 30. You're expecting a high today around 42, and you guys have a 90% chance of rain or snow or a mixture of the two. So there you go. But don't let it get you down. I mean, seriously, it's March. You know, we could be doing, well, we could be faring much, much worse. Detroit Lakes area in Minnesota, currently 45 degrees, fair skies, expecting a high around 45 today, 50% chance of rain. So we're going to get a little precipitation today, just a little bit. Temperatures in the Bismarck Mandan area will be cooler starting today, but are expected to stay within the range of normal. North and central North Dakota will see temperatures in the high 40s to low 50s this week, which is, again, why I am not complaining. And the southern part of the state could see temperatures in the mid 50s. Cooler temperatures will be accompanied with some precipitation today in the north and a slight chance of some rain or snow in the central part of the state. Small chance of precipitation is also forecasted for Wednesday and again over the weekend. Today and Tuesday, we'll have highs of 47 degrees, 50 on Wednesday, 49 on Thursday, 52 on Friday, and 40 on Saturday and Sunday. And that is me playing the weather guy right now. So there you go. Not bad. I mean, it's not bad. We could have snow. I'm thinking we're not going to have any more measurable snow on the ground this winter. So that's my prediction, and I hope it holds up. Now watch, we'll get like 3 inches today. But anyway, man, it is a good time to be a North Dakotan. And today you're going to feel like Shanley has kind of invaded, taken over the studio, the Common Sense Club studio today. Because we're going to have the cast of Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, and it's a Shanley musical event. We're going to have the cast of Seven Brides for Seven Brothers in studio. They might even sing a little ditty for you. I think it's all. When I first heard about this this musical, you know, I did a quick Google search. Even got the year, but there was a movie. It was like in Technicolor or something or another. I thought it was pretty awesome. Just the whole gist of it. Anyway, I mean, and it's set in the 1850s in Oregon. Go Ducks. Go Ducks. And they have a dance number for everything. Everything. These kids are going to be tired by the end of the night. I mean, they have dance numbers depicting everything from chopping wood to barn raising. And the whole gist of the story is, you know, you got a guy He goes into town. He finds a bride. He brings her back, you know, and he has seven brothers. And he's like, man, we gotta clean these guys up and get them married off, that sort of thing. It's an awesome, awesome production. And the Shanley Players are going to be performing this. Hang on. March 20th and 21st. So, stay tuned for that. That promises to be pretty awesome. NDSU, the men's basketball team, is going to be traveling to Seattle to play Gonzaga. And I'm sure everybody already, everyone in within the sound of my voice, in this listening audience, already knows this, because I got a feeling that there was some celebration going on over the weekend. But NDSU's men's basketball, they're going to be traveling to Seattle to play Gonzaga Friday in the NCAA tournament. So that's pretty awesome. And we're going to have at 8:49 an interview with A.J. Jacobson, and A.J. is a Shanley kid. So there you go. There's that Shanley connection again. How cool is that? Also, another thing I want to talk about today is Shanley Class A girls. They're unbeaten. I mean, it is just phenomenal. I'm getting all of these stories in. And this isn't their only second consecutive state championship with a 46-38 win over Bismarck Century. But it's only the the Shanley girls Class A basketball. It's only the seventh Class A girls team to finish the season with a perfect record. Think about that. This year's Deacons team has outscored its opponents by an average score of 69-43. How awesome is that? Think about that. And I was also thinking about back in the 1980-81 season, in the 1980s, Pat, and I hope that I'm pronouncing her name right, Smakowski poured in 204 points in three state tournaments and guiding Lidgerwood to a 70-2 record. And if you flash forward to today, her daughter, Sarah, has scored 200 points in four state tournaments and has guided Shanley to a 91-11 record. So think about that. Think about that. That's a mom-daughter dynasty right there. How cool is that? And that's another Shanley story. So it's like, oh, Shanley all the time. We love Shanley. They're an awesome bunch of kids, awesome bunch of educators. It's pretty much an awesome school all the way around. We're going to talk to Blankita Cullum, Ellen Ratner, a couple of things that have come to my attention, and I'm positive you've already, you may have heard some of these things. One, you got Robert Dersch, the real estate mogul. Don't know if a lot of folks out there remember, but, you know, he was fighting this murder rap, which he beat. I mean, that's what $2 million in a crack defense team will get you. He skated on it. So he's got this little documentary thing on TV, and they catch him on a hot mic moment. And he basically admits to killing these folks. I'm going to talk to Ellen and Blankita about that. I don't know how great an authority they're going to be on that, but I just think that that is wow. A part of me says, you know, it might have been a hot mic moment, but it may have been staged, you know, just for the ratings. You know, the guy gets arrested. He was on his way to Cuba. He was in my home state of Louisiana, New Orleans, as a matter of fact, New Orleans. And, you know, they arrest him, and, you know, and all this morning, last night, early morning, they're playing the soundbite, you know, where he admits, he's like, I killed them all. Hot mic moment. Wow. It just kind of blows my mind. Bet he wishes he could take that one back. Anyway, I also want to mention the Boyle order for Crosby, Fortuna, Noonan, and Columbus. So people in Divide and Burke counties served by the Western Area Water Supply Authority pipeline are being asked to boil water or to use bottled water until further notice. The pipeline failed on Saturday at a location where a bored section passed under a wetland 3 miles south of Crosby. Divide County Emergency Manager Jody Gunlock said that the pipeline operator is working on a temporary fix to recharge the line, but said that the source won't be tested and anyone using the water should boil it until further notice. So a permanent fix could take several days. Noonan has reactivated an old well, but that water also needs to be boiled before or if it's consumed. So the permanent repairs, again, can take up to several days. So bottled water, boil your water and until further notice. And you can also, you can go to www.wawsp.com for more information. And that's the Western Area Water Supply. That's their website. So check that out. We'll be right back with BQ Ellen Ratner right after this break.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You know, the words free and Mercedes-Benz don't often go together. But we've teamed up with my friends at Valley Imports for one heck of a deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnan. I've had the honor and pleasure of driving a Mercedes-Benz lately, doing a little test driving for some of our fine listeners, especially that GL class. Wow, is that an SUV? And when you're in the Bakken, you want a safe vehicle. That's a safe vehicle. So is the ML, the C-Class, the E-Class. No matter what you're looking for, go to valleyimports.com. Don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. But here's the free part. You mentioned my name. You buy a Mercedes-Benz with Valley Imports, they're going to give you 2 years of free maintenance. Plus, you get the 24/7 service. If it breaks down, they're coming to you. You can't beat a deal like that. They'll find what you're looking for. You'll get the best price. And you know what? You'll be safe. What's that worth? ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431 or online at ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, man, I'm just thinking about yesterday. Pretty phenomenal temperatures yesterday. And I'm going to talk a little bit about records in the segments to come. But we have some pretty good things going on here in North Dakota. Right now, I want to go to Ellen Ratner, Blanquita Cullum, because I got a couple of things that have been stewing on my mind all weekend, and I need a little common sense clarity on it. So I want to welcome Ellen Ratner, and I think she's still in the south of Sudan right now. Ellen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. You won't have me on Wednesday or Thursday, but I'll be back tomorrow and Friday.
Your sage advice will be sorely missed. And we have Blanquita Cullum. I think she's in Washington today. Are you in Washington or Texas, or where are you jet-setting around to?
I'm in Washington. But, you know, I'm going to let Ellen have most of the thunder today, since she's going to be the one that's going to be traveling here.
Okay. Good deal, good deal. And Ellen, I did want to ask you a question, and give me your honest opinion, okay? I'm sure you've heard about the Senate Permanent Subcommittee that's investigating this One Voice movement, the anti-Netanyahu group, V15, all of that stuff. Have you heard about that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and I guess in this context is where I want to get your opinion. So the same folks, the same administration that are kind of beating up on Republicans for writing that letter to Iran, apparently, you know, $350,000 have been sent to OMB and V15, and it's made up of top Obama campaign officials. Isn't that a conflict? Isn't that a bit of hypocrisy there?
Why should it be? I mean, aren't they allowed to weigh in?
Well, it's a okay. We have this is an anti-Netanyahu group. And that's in Israel. Israel, they're having their election. Netanyahu is, you know, trying to retain his seat. And you have folks from the United States tied to the Obama administration over there helping the opposition. I don't know. That seems.
Well, the question is whether American taxpayer dollars went to it, because the taxpayers didn't realize they were funding that. Now, certainly, campaign experts have gone to help campaigns around the world. I mean, Carville, I'm sure, Grover Norquist, others have helped around the world on campaigns. The question is, did the administration use taxpayer dollars to fund it?
I think so. It was a grant. And it is illegal for us, well, for any country to interfere with, you know, the election processes in another country. So I'm thinking this could be pretty sticky.
Well, we have a reporter actually over there right now, and he's reporting on the stickiness. It's going to be within a few seats, it looks like.
And also, if we are found guilty of interfering, that will be tried in The Hague. Think about that in one world court. I just thought that was,
well, here's,
wow.
Here's the question. Honestly, you know, I'm sure that it was a strategic move, okay? And my feeling, my gut. But on the other hand, you have to say, did they do this in an oh-so-clever way where they gave money to an organization and the money determined that the organization itself determined to use the money for that? So in other words, there's like a middle person there that says, oh, no, you didn't have anything to do with it. We'll take the hit on this.
Well, and see, that would be a cogent response to it. But this whole One Voice movement is made up of Obama campaign workers, and V15 is made up of top Obama campaign officials. So there's like a direct link there. And so I don't know. I'm looking at this. It looks bad. I don't see any Romney campaign guys over there stumping for Netanyahu. So I guess that's where I'm coming from. And I'm going to pay attention to this very, very closely. And we're going to talk about it often on air. I'm going to move on. Robert Durst. Have you heard what's going on with Robert Durst, Ellen?
I've been following this for years.
So what do you think? Is this an actual, genuine hot mic moment, do you think? Or you think this was just kind of drummed up for ratings and that sort of thing? What do you think? Do you think he's guilty?
Yeah, I think he's as guilty as the day is long.
Oh, wow. So you and Judge Jeanine Pirro are on the same team. How odd is that?
We are. I bet you Blanquita agrees, too.
I do.
Okay. So, and to be fair, I hadn't really heard anything about this guy, but apparently he's psychotic. And, you know, he was cross-dressing to hide from authorities. I mean, just a little Google search that I've done of this guy, wow, he's a monster, but he's a monster with a $2 million defense team that got him off of murder. So I, for one, will be glad if they catch him. Apparently, there's some new evidence that has come to light in addition to the hot mic moment. So, but I just wanted to kind of get your respective takes on it. Guilty, not guilty, or?
The hot mic moment was like, you know, one of the most unbelievable moments I've heard.
Yeah. I just thought, wow, nuts. Have you heard the hot mic moment, Ellen?
Of course I have. Yes.
Okay.
And honestly, I never see anything like this in my life. I mean, how this guy get away with three murders. Three. Not one, not two, but three.
The third and maybe more. We don't know.
And I'm thinking, and it's been reported he was right about to take a little jaunt over to Cuba when they caught him. So I think that they might have got some intel, and they were like, wait a minute, this guy's about to fly the coop. And I'm glad they caught him, but you're right, three and possibly more. And Judge Jeanine has been gunning for this guy forever. She knew the first time she heard about these murders that he was guilty. So she's been all over. The guy to me seems psychotic, and it also says something about our justice system when you can pretty much, when $2 million can, you know, buy you out of a murder rap. I just think that blows my mind. Don't think it would happen today, though. So this guy goes up for trial. You think he's going to use the defense, you know, it was for ratings. It's not really evidence, that sort of thing. Are they going to throw it out? What do you think, Ellen?
I think they're going to get him. I don't know if someone heard that, but I think they're going to get him this time. I think the guy's gone.
I do, too. From everything that I've seen.
I totally agree.
And I actually have a caller with a question for you, Ellen. Bob out in Grafton. Oh, wait. You're going to have to get – I'll take your call, and I'll get it to Ellen first thing on our segment tomorrow. Thanks, Ellen. Thanks, BQ, as always, for your sage advice and your common sense. We'll be right back with the Shanley Players, seven brides for seven husbands. I think I got that wrong, but we'll be right back with that and more on the Common Sense Club right after this.
I want my pillow to be your pillow. Hi, friends. It's Scott Hinnon. You've heard me talk about MyPillow, and I do love it. I'm getting a great night's sleep that goes with me everywhere. But I've heard from folks who had migraines, insomnia, snoring, neck pain, restless leg syndrome, TMJ, sleep apnea, all kinds of different allergies and asthma. And they say, you know what? This has really helped. It does help. Go to the website, MyPillow.com, and find out more about how, if you have any of those things I mentioned, this pillow can help you. That's what it's here for. And by the way, it comes with a 60-night money-back guarantee, so there's no risk to just trying it. And we have a great deal right now. The original classic pillow is 2 for 1 because we're celebrating. MyPillow has the designation of the National Sleep Foundation official pillow. So get the 2 for 1 deal. That's a 50% savings when you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, the promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. And tell them Scott sent you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club, and today I got on my dancing shoes because we got the cast of Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, and I've been informed that it's not brothers with the fro, it's brothers, you know, with the siblings and all that. So I'm not going to be singing in this thing, but there you go. Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Performances are Friday and Saturday, March 20th and 21st at 7:30, and Sunday, March 22nd at 2. Tickets can be reserved by going to shanleymusical.evenbright.com. And we're going to just kind of dig into – I have James Holston, John – James, I pointed to the wrong person here. They're in studio. How phenomenal is that? James Holston, John Christensen, Maddie Jedvig, right? Good deal, good deal. So, and John has the beard, and I've been going on about the beard. It's bigger than mine right now. And I just got to ask you, is it because, you know, you got this whole 1850s Oregonian vibe going on?
Well, or, yeah, we're definitely going for kind of the mountain man type-ish look.
Okay. And in case you don't know, the folks out there don't know, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, it's set in 1950s Oregon. And if my friend Brent Goducks heard me say Oregon, he'd be so upset. He's from out there. He's like, it's not Oregon. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So tell me a little bit about this play, the musical, anyway.
Well, the story is kind of, I live with my seven brothers, and we're kind of wilderness folks, and, I go and get married, and,
The eldest brother.
Yeah, I'm the old guy.
Okay.
And, I go get married and bring my wife back, and then all of a sudden, my brothers want to get married, too.
Isn't that always the way?
I guess.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. But.
Is this guy one of your brothers here?
He is, yeah.
John? I mean, James, gravy, man, I'm sorry. Let me drink some coffee here. So, he's coming back from town, meets a nice girl. She's like, yep, I'm game. I'm coming back with you. She comes back to the homestead, and she's like, oh, my
God, what is going on here? And you're there, and you got, you know, your five other brothers there, and you guys are like, hey, you know, Jay, he's got a good thing going on there, and you want to get married too, so that's basically like the premise of this whole thing, right?
Yeah, for the most part. She actually has to convince us to go get married because she wants to just be alone in the house, and we're really annoying to her, so she teaches us how to court women, and then we go off and find our brides.
Oh, nice. Do you go back to the town?
Yeah, we go back to the town to find them.
And she classes you guys up a bit because you're rough around the edges and that sort of thing, right?
Yep.
Okay, and would you be John's bride here?
Yep.
Good deal. She's a little young, man. I just got... No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So, what do you bring into the mix?
Well, my character is very sassy.
Okay. And your character's name is?
Millie.
Millie, okay.
Yep, and she's very strong-headed, and she's very stubborn with the brothers. She's not a pushover.
Right.
So she teaches them how to act and behave, how to eat right, and that kind of stuff. Manners.
Okay, manners. Getting the food out the beard and, you know, they keep the elbows off the table.
Yeah.
This is a salad fork. This is a shrimp fork. All that kind of good stuff, right?
Yep.
Good deal, good deal. And you know, as I Google searched this play, this musical, and I was just floored, man. It was, and I even got some clips going. And they were pretty cool. Like the barn raising scene where they dance. I mean, they dance all the way through this thing. And you guys are going to be tired. I'm just going to throw that out there. How many times have you performed this musical? Will this be the first time?
It'll be our first time performing it for an audience, but we have been running the show over and over.
That's how you guys stay so fit. Because there are tons of dance numbers here. Where is it going to be held?
At Shanley High School.
So, anything you want to say about your character, James?
I don't know. My character is the youngest brother, Gideon.
Okay.
And all the brothers have names that are alphabetical by age.
Yeah.
So it's Adam, Benjamin, Caleb, Daniel, Ephraim, Frankincense, and Gideon.
Now that's an interesting one. Why do we have a frankincense? I don't remember Frank being in the Bible anywhere.
Because there aren't any actual F names in the Bible.
Right.
And so they say that their mom called him frankincense because he smelled so sweet.
I don't know about all that, but there you go. All this dancing and stuff. You can't. You won't smell like a petunia. Anyway. I'm sorry. Wow. Man, I was all prepared to sing with you guys. I'm kind of glad we're not going to be singing, but I was going to bring my Barry White. I was. I got my baritone going. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so but we could see you guys performing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
Yep.
Good deal. And where do you go to get tickets and all of that stuff?
Their tickets are all online at shanleymusical.eventbrite.com.
Okay. Eventbrite.com. And how much are the tickets?
They are $8 for students and $10 for adults, I believe.
$8 for students. Okay. Not bad. Not bad. And again, when I was researching this, if you guys and gals out there, if you IMB or just do a Google search of Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, it is phenomenal, man. I love it. And I'm not like a big musical guy, you know. I'm like I like to think of myself as a rock and roll type dude. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm watching this thing and I'm laughing. I'm like milk coming out of my nose laughing at the musical. I'm sorry. You guys got me, man. So how did you guys get involved in the performing arts?
Well, me, I actually just...
And this is the eldest brother.
Yeah, I was in swimming, and I was really bad, and I hated it. It was too hard for me.
I was going to say, I don't see how you transition from performing arts to swimming.
So last year I just gave choir a shot, and I really liked singing, so I tried out for the musical, and I just had like a little kind of tiny role, but I really loved it, so I tried it again this year, and... Well, yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm looking at you, and I just, you know, if I saw you on the street, first thing that comes to my mind would not be singing.
No.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. But what about you two? How did you guys get involved?
Well, I've been in theater since about, like, fourth grade, and I would always get involved in, like, summer theater and doing some different things at FMCT, and then the past two summers...
FMCT, what is...
Fargo-Moorhead Community Theater.
Oh, okay, there you go.
And then the past two summers, I have been in Trollwood's productions of Shrek and How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
Nice!
And then, yeah, all throughout high school, I've been in all the musicals and choir and those kind of things.
Okay. How many years have you been in? And I'm talking to John again. Sorry, I'm like just going all over.
Yeah, I just I started singing. Yeah, pretty much last year.
Oh wow!
I play a little bit of piano, so
okay.
I've been doing that for a little longer, but
you mind if I ask how old you are?
Oh, I'm 18.
18, you?
17.
You?
18.
How long have you been in?
I've been involved with stuff for pretty much my entire life because I'm the youngest of five kids.
Okay.
And all of my older siblings were involved with dance and theater and stuff growing up. So I've been dancing since I was 4 years old and then doing theater. I've been in shows since like fifth grade doing
okay.
different things.
So do I look like a guy that could probably, you know, if I tried out for, like, theater and the performing arts, you think I'd go over good?
Definitely.
Well, really?
Yeah.
You haven't even heard me sing yet. No? Everybody's like,
You can sing for me.
No, that ain't going to happen, man. Not this morning, no. So, once again, and I'm going to ask John this, give us the synopsis of this play, this musical. How many dance routines you got going on? Just a brief overview.
Ooh, okay. For dances, there's probably a good, like, four or five?
At least.
Yeah, at least. There's stuff that sometimes I'm not part of the dance per
right.
se, but there's a dance on stage, and so there's so much stuff to remember, and you kind of lose track of it all even. But, yeah, there's a lot of dancing, a lot of musical numbers.
Yeah.
It should be,
This is not an easy thing, and I'm thinking about, you know, you guys being kids. From what I've have been able to watch, you know, online, man, they got to dance for everything. They got to dance for chopping wood, for barn raising, for, you know, hooking up at the corner bar. I mean, just the whole thing, there's dance numbers all the way through this, and they're not like small numbers. They're like big productions.
Oh, yeah, that's musical. I mean, you're just talking to somebody, and all of a sudden you
yep.
bust into a
Yeah, you bust the move, and yeah, I guess you're moonwalking a little bit. Well, no, I'm dating myself right now. But, yeah, so what do you call them? Musical pieces are you personally involved in, like in this play?
Probably, ooh, man.
Not like the majority since you're like the...
Yeah, I'm there quite a bit.
Okay.
I disappear kind of for the second half a little bit because... My character, he's, you know, my wife Millie is, she kind of stands up to me, right?
Right.
And I'm kind of like the kind of guy who doesn't take criticism well, and I kind of
Well, it's 1850s
off.
Oregon, man.
Yeah,
yeah
man,
so.
I storm off. Like,
yeah. And then Millie takes the scene, and what do you do?
Well, when he leaves, I kind of just take care of the rest of the house. The brides at that point have... been taken from the town. The brothers
right.
go and kidnap them. So
and the town people aren't too happy with that,
no.
right? Right.
Nope. So, I'm just caring for the house and trying to, since I'm so stubborn as well, I'm trying to keep it out that I don't, not trying to show my emotions that I care that he's gone.
Okay. But you're, in the meantime, while he's gone, you're whipping the guys into shape and you're like, oh man, they went and kidnapped the bunch of girls, and
yep.
that ain't good, you know. So what is the youngest brother doing while all of this is going on? How big a part, like how many dance routines are you in?
I'm in all of the big dance numbers and
okay.
stuff.
Okay.
But, and well...
And where does the youngest brother, where does he fit into the whole, you know, seven brothers are here, they kidnapped a couple of girls from town and all that stuff. Where are you at in that?
Well, Gideon is kind of like the peacemaker, kind of. He likes to do things to make other people happy. And, like,
okay.
I offered to go up and bring Adam back from the cabin where he's at after he storms off.
And with that, we're going to go to break, and we'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club. Stay tuned.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at MiracleChair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relax to Zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at MiracleChair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Performances are Friday, Saturday, Friday and Saturday, March 20th and 21st, 7:30, and Sunday, March 22nd at 2. There are a limited amount of tickets still available for the first nighter, dinner, and show on Thursday, March the 19th. These can be reserved by calling Nancy Casper at 701 701- 206-2524. Tickets are $45 per person for the first nighter. So that's dinner and a show for $45, and it's a pretty awesome show. Since I first heard that this was coming to Fargo and performed by the Shanley Players, right? I'm like, wow, good deal. I think it's pretty cool, man. And they're laughing at me. They think I'm weird. But anyway, yeah, a lot of folks do. 1950s, Oregon. That's where it's set, in 1950s, Oregon. Go Ducks. It's a dance number. It's a musical. Lots of energy. Lots of fun. And I'm just going to throw it to each and every one. Adam, I'm going to throw it to you first. What do you think that the Fargo-Moorhead folks are going to get out of this production of Seven Brides for Seven Brothers? Why should they come?
Oh, I think it's actually really funny. Like, the a lot of the just interaction between the brothers gets, like, really hilarious.
Right.
And I think, like, people, like, really appreciate kind of the humor of the show and, like, even just in, like, the dialogue and kind of the premise itself is, like, it's kind of ridiculous. But with, you know, because, I mean, it's like you go and, like, kidnap a bunch of girls and, like, you think it'd be I mean, it's played for laughs.
Wow, like, I just thought about that. Like, maybe we shouldn't
it's kind
be.
Of a, it's kind of a, like, iffy concept, but the way right. it's, like, presented is, like, it's kind of funny.
It's Oregon, man.
Yeah.
In the 1850s. You know, anything goes. Anyway, Gideon, let's, what do you think that the folks are going to take away from Seven Brides for Seven Brothers?
I also think that they will really appreciate the comedy aspect of it, because the brothers do get very comical when they're interacting with each other and with Millie. Also, the dancing, there's a lot of really good dancing in it, so it'll be good.
Good deal. Millie?
Well, just a lot of hard work has been put into this show for the past 3 months, so I think the audience will just really appreciate it and be able to see how our hard work has paid off.
Good deal. And I refer to them by their character names, but Adam is John Christensen. Gideon is James Holston. Hostleton, good gravy, man. and Millie is Maddie Jedvig. Good deal. See, I got that one right. So, time and place again, Adam.
Oh, yeah, about 1850s, kind of the Oregon Trail.
No, people. Time and place for the
oh,
play.
Oh, gosh. No, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 o'clock at Shanley High School, and then Sunday at
7:30.
Oh, 7:30, whoops. Sadly,
okay.
Hey, at least I would have been early, right?
So, first nighter, dinner and a show on Thursday, March 19th. Tickets can be reserved by calling Nancy Casper at 701-306-2524. For that first nighter, it's $45 per person, but for each additional night, it's how much, Gideon?
$8 for students and $10 for adults.
Sweet. So it won't break the bank, and really, really good time for everybody. Thanks for stopping by the studio.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Man, I have traumatized these kids. I'm sorry, man. Another great Shanley story. Steve Hallstrom interviewed A.J. Jacobson, who was a Shanleyite, at the Fargo Dome yesterday during the Selection Sunday. So we're going to go to that interview.
Here with A.J. Jacobson, NDSU standout freshman. A.J., the Buys are making the big dance. You knew it was coming. Now you know who you're going to play. How does it feel knowing you get a lineup with the Zags?
It's just exciting. You know, they're a great team, great program. You know, it's every mid-major kind of, you know, wants to be like the Zags. And, you know, having that opportunity to play against, you know, probably the best mid-major team in the country is just incredible.
What were the emotions when you were watching the broadcast? You didn't know where you'd go or who you'd play. What was that like waiting and waiting for the pairing to be announced?
You know, obviously you have some ideas of what's going to happen. You know, Lenardi does his bracket before the NCAA announcement stuff, and, you know, he does a great job. And, you know, just finally seeing the final product, the final result of your hard work, you know, at the Summit League tournament, seeing your name up there on the bracket, you know, it's just indescribable. You know, it's a great feeling.
One of the messages behind this team has been the adversity and just never backing down from a challenge. And now you get another big one. In fact, you're going on the road to play a team very close within 4 hours of their home arena. Their fans will be there. It's just another challenge. But the year that you've had, do you feel like it's prepared you for just another big, tough thing to go through?
Oh, definitely. You know, you just got to keep battling. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, they may have a little bit of advantage there, a little bit of a home game. But, you know, it's not really much different than, you know, the Summit League tournament in Sioux Falls. You know, South Dakota State had probably 8,000-9,000 fans out of the 10,000-11,000 fans that were there. And, you know, it's just adversity that we got to keep battling through. And, you know, ultimately, you just got to go out there and compete and just play your hardest and, you know, see what happens at the end of the game.
As a Fargo native, what's this like for you to take your school on the road and see you on the CBS bracket show and getting in the big dance? Just kind of having that knowledge that you're from this area, you're from this town. How much more special does it make it for you?
You know, it just makes it fun. You know, I grew up here. I love it here. You know, there's a reason I wanted to stay here and play here. And, you know, it's just a great town with great fans, great people. And it's one of those things where it just, you know, makes me happy, makes me proud to be from Fargo.
And it's tough to keep up with your sister and their team. They didn't lose a game all year. You got a little work to do to get to that level.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, they had a great year. She had a great year, and, you know, the Shanley Deacons were rolling this year. And I was just happy to see them succeed and see her succeed. Mm-hmm.
Wow, Shanley, there you go, NDSU, awesome. What's on your mind is coming up next. Scott and Todd, stay tuned.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business. You can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author,
and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.